Women of the Trail. The women of the Oregon Trail are often perceived in one of two ways: as a hardy, raw-boned woman who walked beside the wagon, cradling a nursing baby in one arm and firing a rifle at savage natives with the other, or a pale, eastern-bred woman who had fallen in love with a wandering man and would follow him anywhere. But the women who came west were more than stereotypes. They cried over the loss of loved ones and sometimes moaned under the hardships of the trail. One woman who gave birth along the way looked back on the crossing as an adventure. Another wrote it was
the high point of my life.
When they arrived in Oregon, the women were just as busy as on the trail. While men cleared fields and planted crops, the women cooked, washed, and made homes in the wilderness. One woman wrote in her diary,
"My husband would have turned back 100 times on the trail and 100 times since we landed, but I won't let him."
Another myth is that pioneer women were in constant danger from natives. The fact was that women often traded with the natives, exchanging fresh homemade bread for wild meat, milk, and donuts for salmon. Only during times of war were the natives a threat. One pioneer woman looked back on the early years and claimed,
"Never was there a day I wished myself back east to live.